Academic Aesthetic, number 62, for Tuesday, May 30th, 2006. Hello, welcome back. My inventory is going well, thanks for asking. I would say I'm almost done. Not exactly done, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and one more day of work should help me finish everything up. But that's not exactly why I'm doing a podcast today. Now, I've started to notice that Second Life is getting more media coverage lately. And by more media coverage, I'm not talking about being in Newsweek or Discover Magazine or any of the places like that, although I have seen it there too. I've started seeing it more in the media that I actually pay attention to. For example, there was something, it was a podcast that Leo Laporte did. I think it was Inside the Net, where they interviewed somebody from Second Life. I could be wrong about that, but it was a podcast that had Leo Laporte in it. And I decided, hey, if it's free to try, I might as well try it. So I do have an avatar on there, but you know what? I'm not going to share my avatar's name. If you really, really want to find me on Second Life, then throw me an email and I might tell you, but chances are I'm going to revel in my anonymous nature in there for now. But again, that's not exactly why I'm podcasting right now. You see, I've started to notice more and more people in the education field getting interested in Second Life. There are even websites dedicated to it, and I'll put links to some of them in the show notes. Some of them are maintained by SecondLife.com itself, and there's even a wiki on the subject if you're interested in checking it out. Do I think that Second Life is a really cool program? Yes, I do. Do I think that Second Life would be a great way to teach students? Well, now, that might be another story. You see, even on my DSL connection at home, which I think is pretty fast, I still get a lot of lag when I'm playing Second Life. I have a lot of textures that don't quite load right and stuff like that. It does get annoying. It's still a very addictive game. I'm glad I'm not putting any money into it, because if I was, I could put a lot of money into it. I'm sure I'd get carried away. Actually, if that was the case, I probably wouldn't even be playing it. I'm such a cheapskate. But I ramble on. I don't think Second Life would be the best way to educate people. I mean, it's got a hook. It's a really cool-looking program. It's got a nice interface, and it's free. But it has a lot of distracting features also. I mean, if you have a texture that doesn't load, that gets awfully distracting. You just have a gray blob or geometric shapes, and it's weird-looking. But barring that, there's still so many different visual cues, and you've got this interface that you have to master. I think if I had to teach people online, I'd be better off with a simple chat room. And that's not to say that Second Life won't be a good source of education later on. I just don't see it being a very viable source right now, other than the fact that there are people out there who are, for want of a better word, obsessed with Second Life. So they say, hey, this is so cool, I need to have students in here too. I suppose that's sort of like how I am with digital photography. But again, let's not get into that. Well, this is strictly my opinion, based on the couple of months I've been hanging out in there, off and on. If you have a different opinion, please, by all means, share it. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. It's really up to you, but I would love to hear your opinion on the subject, and if you think Second Life really is a great way to teach students, please, by all means, give your reasoning, share it. I'm willing to admit I'm wrong if you've got a really good one. Okay, well, this is just a short podcast because I need to get out of here. It's already quarter after, not quarter after, it's quarter till six. And I really need to go home. That's probably where I'll edit this. I'm not even going to worry about that here at school. So until next time, this is Aaron Smith from The Academic Aesthetic. And stay subscribed, and fare thee well.